And now let's turn back to the Blues. A big moment for the club, I reckon, today. Their captain, who was openly talking about the fact that he was considering moving clubs, signing on for an extra 2 years. It means that Charlie Curnow has re-signed for an extra 4. Patrick Cripps is just about to be announced. And Mark Murphy today. It's good news in what's been a pretty tough season for the Blues. And their outgoing GM of footy joins us on the line in Andrew McKay. Andrew, welcome to SEN.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Greeting to you.
Andrew, you've been in footy a long time now. Did you sort of consider that, you know, you might have to be playing footy next year without Mark Murphy in the team at some point?
No, not really. We're confident that Murph would want to stay with us, and that was certainly what he was indicating. Obviously, the free agency period is such that it allows the boys to explore other options if they like. But yeah. For Mark to sign up with us is a real vote of confidence in where we're heading and our systems to do that.
Andrew, you were 11 years as a player and as a senior leader at Carlton. Footy's changed a lot since your day, hasn't it? When you've got... I mean, I thought Mark Murphy's honesty was really refreshing today. He said the way that free agency is, you've got to look after yourself first, and he had to think about his decision. Gone are the days, I reckon, Andrew, that, you know, any player, even if they're a captain, that are absolutely locked into staying no matter what. It's a changing landscape.
Yeah, certainly free agency has allowed that, hasn't it, Sam?
Yeah.
And really, even players that aren't free agents, they have a bit more of a mindset around moving. Probably, as you say, more so than, you know, 10 or 15, 20 years ago. And that's just the landscape. And it's a little bit like the general community. You know, they say that, us and our parents might have had one or two jobs in the journey, and our children might have 10 or 15 jobs in their career. So it's a little bit like that.
So, Cripps, where is he at? We've got Curnow, we've got Murphy. Where's the Patrick Cripps deal?
We've got Charlie. That was last week or the week before, which was fantastic for us. And I was assigned Mark this week, is great. And, you know, we're in discussions with Patrick's management at the moment. No, heading in the right direction. We're still not sure how long that's going to be. But, you know, Patrick's indicated to us he's keen to stay. We're obviously very, very keen for him to stay with us as well. So they're heading in the right direction.
But, Andrew, you're not staying beyond next year.
That's right, exactly.
Talk us through the decision.
Yeah, I've been there 7 years now, and obviously, as you mentioned before, I played there for 11 years as well. So Carlton's the only football environment I know. And for me to develop myself further, I've got aspirations, and develop myself further, I need to experience a different environment, whether that be at clubland or AFL or different sport. I'm quite open to all those three options. It was a decision for me, to be honest, Sam. I had to be a little bit selfish there, but one that I need to do. As much as I love the club, and obviously got an emotional attachment to the club, I just need to experience some other environments to allow myself to develop and go upwards.
So you think there's a good chance, Macca, that we'll see you in the footy landscape in some way, shape or form next season?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like that. That's my aim. Whether that happens or not, it'll depend over the next couple of months, to be honest. And that's why I thought I'd make it public last week. Really, because, you know, things start to move in the footy world sort of between now and September.
Yeah.
I want it to be known that I'm keen for a different environment and another challenge. You know, I think Carlton's in a really good position now. They certainly haven't got the win-loss that we're after this year, but the footy programs are really good now and on the right track. We've drafted a lot of young, good players, and that'll develop. And same with on the women's side. We've got a new GM of women's footy and managed to set that up reasonably well. So I'm confident in what Carlton can produce. So, yes, I need another challenge.
So now that you're moving on from the Blues next year, Andrew, we can sort of ask you this question slightly removed. The captaincy, it's a fascinating one at Carlton for me, because Chris Judd handed it over to Mark Murphy, I think, a couple of years before he retired, and he played great footy in his last couple of years at Carlton. You've got two guys there that scream out captaincy to a lot of people in Cripps and also the injured Sam Doherty. Could there be a situation next year where it actually is beneficial for all parties if Murphy hands on the captaincy while he's still there?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems to be a bit of a thing with captains that have been captain for quite some time, and Well, we haven't entered that sphere yet. Obviously, you know, the powers to be have to speak to Murph and see how he's feeling about all that. That didn't get raised at all during the discussions around his new contract.
Okay.
So that's a wait and see. As you mentioned, we've got some really good, strong leaders in Patrick and Sam that are both vice captains at the moment. Murph's been a super leader for us and still is, obviously, and it's fantastic that he's back playing footy, albeit off the half-back flank on the weekend, Sam.
Is that going to continue for the rest of the year, Macca, do you think?
I think little spurts. We just needed you know, some really quality delivery out of that half-back line. We're turning the ball over a bit too much, so we just put him back. So from time to time, I think we'll see it. But we also need that grunt of Murph's around the ball and around the wing, so we'll just see what we need on the day. But, you know, for Murph to come back and play the quality of footy he played on the weekend was fantastic.
The club's position on a priority pick, Andrew, do you think they'll revisit that or reconsider that at all? I mean, I agree the list looks like it's in a pretty good position with your kids 23 and under, but you are 1-13 and at the bottom of the ladder at the moment.
Yes, don't remind me, Sam. We are 1-13 at the bottom of the ladder. And it is a win-loss industry, as we know. It's not all we can hang our hat on. And as you mentioned, we've got a number of young boys that we've drafted over the last 3 years, and that was a deliberate ploy to go to the draft, draft 3 years in a row, get some really good quality young players in. And we've done that, and then the strategy will change a little bit from here with balancing that list out a little bit with potentially some free agents and more mature trades at the end of the year. I think, you know, we don't want to go cap in hand to the AFL. I think we've put ourselves on this path, and sure, we've hit some bumps this year, particularly a couple of games. I don't want to remind myself of it, but North Melbourne, second half of Melbourne,
Fremantle.
Yep. And those three in particular. Some little bumps in the road. But you know, generally speaking, we're mixing it with most clubs. You look at the last month, take out Fremantle, of course, but Geelong, you know, there's a couple of patches there in the game. First 10 minutes, they kicked four on us. Sydney, we had our chances in that third quarter to kick some goals. In the first 10 minutes, we kicked 4 points in a row. And Sydney kicked five goals in a row the next 10 minutes. Then we had the anomaly with Frio. Then we had Collingwood. We were able to mix it with Collingwood, and then on the weekend, we were able to mix it as well. So, you know, 1-13 doesn't look great, but we are mixing it with a number of teams and a number of quality opposition as well. You know, Collingwood find themselves right up there at the moment. Melbourne are a good, solid team. So,
Won't be shifting, Andrew, your view on or your policy on the priority pick?
No, we won't be, Sam.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Brisbane this week. I'm sure it doesn't get talked about inside the four walls, Andrew, but it's certainly outside the four walls. It's intriguing for all the wrong reasons. 17th v 18th, and with, you know, a real chance that the loser of this game ends up getting first pick in the draft. It's difficult for people outside a club to think or to consider that it's not talked about inside a club, Andrew.
Yeah, funnily it's not. You know, and I know the public know what I'm about to say, but we go into every game absolutely trying our heart out to win. That's just a non-negotiable for us. And, you know, we've only won one of those in the last 13, 14 weeks. But it's non-negotiable, and nothing changes this week. You know, Brisbane had a fantastic game against Frio on the weekend. It's really interesting to note that when we played Frio the week before, we came off our bye, and it looked like we were on our bye a little bit still when we came in that first part of that game. And Frio probably weren't at their best on the weekend after their bye, but that's not to take anything away from Brisbane. Brisbane played some really, really good football. So yeah, it's going to be a hell of a challenge. We've been up there the last number of years, and you probably know the stats more than I, but we haven't put our best foot forward.
No,
the last
couple of bad
years,
results,
so.
Yep.
So we really need to concentrate this weekend and get the result we want.
Who's the best player in the draft pool right now, Andrew?
Ooh, there's a couple. Obviously, Lukosius over in SA, he's a super player. Young Walsh over here, good player. Different types of players, different types of positions.
Does Carlton need a midfielder or a goal-kicking forward right now, do you think?
Well, I think we need a midfielder. generally when you get the first pick, you get the best player. So I'll leave that in the hands of the experts. They watch a whole lot more footy than I do, Soss and those boys. So I'll let them decide. And then, as long as they can come up with a fantastic explanation to tell us who they're picking first or second or third, whatever it may be, then, you've got to leave it to the experts.
And you'll have a pretty big say on whether it's pick one, two or three, wherever you finish, whether that pick is on the table to be traded. Has that been talked about at club level yet?
Not yet. You almost need to know what pick you've got first. So we haven't broached that space yet. And then the other thing, Sam, obviously, you go to the trade draft, and you're able to. It looks like we're going to be able to trade the picks as well. So that's going to add another dimension to it.
Live trading, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, two more before I let you go, Andrew. It's been reported in the last few minutes that Patrick Kerr, one of your young forwards, is set to re-sign with the club. Is that close to happening?
Yeah, it's not far off. Been in discussions with the Paddy's management the last couple of weeks, so that's not far off. Obviously, a really good Carlton name right there.
Yeah.
He's probably exceeded expectations, Paddy. Pretty smart footballer, knows where to run, got a good mark on the lead and a really good set shot for goal. So he's doing everything right at the moment. So I'm hoping it won't be too far away.
Andrew, last one before you let you go. As I'm sure you're aware, we've got the text machine here at SEN, 0433981116. I reckon there's about 15 texts that have come through, Andrew, asking, screaming some in capital letters, where is Harry Mackay at?
Where is Harry? Harry's playing the VFL at the moment, Northern Blues. He obviously, as you well know, Sam, he had a good stint in the seniors. Then he wasn't going as well as he would have liked, so we put him back to VFL. And he's still learning the game, Harry. Remember he had that his first year, he had the stress reaction, end up with a bit of glandular fever at the same time or shortly after, which meant he was out for most of that year. He's over 200 centimetres, he's a young guy, and they just take a bit longer to develop these young boys. So
it's not necessarily work rate, Andrew?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's game knowledge and a bit of experience playing with playing with men, basically. You can see little glimpses of, what Harry can do. We just need to see that for longer. So he's working on a couple of things. And make no mistake, Harry's going to be a very good player. So looking forward to seeing him develop.
Yeah, he's got a pretty famous last name as well. Andrew, we appreciate your time. We haven't had the chance to do this on this show, but congratulations on everything you've achieved, both as a player and as an administrator of Carlton. As you mentioned off the top, it's been nearly half your life, 11 as a player, 7 as an administrator, and wherever you go, Andrew, I'm sure you'll be highly respected as you have been at the Blues. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks very much, Sam. Thanks for your kind words.